Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A little more accumulating snow today. It's snowing now outside where I am. We spoke with WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein earlier via Skype, and he told us this is a long-lasting storm, though not very intense.
It probably will last all day, but it's not going to be snowing heavily all day. It might not even be snowing at all day. You know, we've seen this over the past 24 hours. You and I spoke yesterday morning. We went for a total of 4 to 7 inches. I think still think that most areas are going to end up in there. It's just, you know, it's snowfall by 1,000 paper cuts, basically. It just takes us forever to get there. Dukes County, Oaks Bluffs, 5.3 inches. That's the most. We've had about an inch around Boston. So we'll probably see another 2 to 4 inches during the day today, overnight tonight, into tomorrow morning. It's probably snowing at this time tomorrow morning in many locations in eastern Massachusetts as well. So this is a very long, drawn-out affair.
It's a very interesting storm, Dave, because it's not like when you look at the radar, it's not like there's a blob of snow out there that's falling. It's like wisps of it here and there that's all going to add up.
That's right. And in order to get precipitation, you know, give you a little meteorology for a second, we need something called lift. You've got to have the air to be lifted up into the atmosphere. It's got to get high enough so that it can start creating snowflakes, so that air gets lifted into cloud level and then the snow process begins. And the snow process hasn't been very effective up at cloud level, and the lift hasn't really been with the snow process. So those two things haven't really been connected very well. And that's why we see these areas where, oh, look, there's a little lift. We get a little burst and then it stops. And we have a temperature contrast to the south. It's very strung out. It's not like a typical storm where it's nice and wrapped up, nice and tight. This is very elongated. And so that's why the precipitation itself has been so elongated.
So you said 2 to 4 inches more today on top of already what's on the ground. So probably about 4 to 7 altogether. What about the weekend and beyond? Are there more storms on the way?
So the weekend looks like we will clear out here during the day tomorrow, but I do want to emphasize that eastern areas may continue with some clouds and a few snow showers first thing tomorrow morning when you get up. So just be aware of that. And I think the sunshine does come out. It's in the 30s tomorrow, low to mid 30s. It's also a beautiful day on Sunday, nice with the reflecting sun on the new snow. Temperatures in the low 30s. Will be cold Saturday night. And then you mentioned, is there another storm? On Monday, there's probably a little more precipitation. This doesn't look like a big deal. It's snow, maybe mixed with some rain or even changing to rain before ending. And that's the beginning of a warming trend. We're going to start getting back into the 40s here. We have not been talking about 40s for quite a while. So I think by Tuesday, we're back up near 40. Wednesday and Thursday, we're in the low, perhaps even middle 40s. We're going to see some melting around here. And the pattern definitely is undergoing a bit of a change. It looks to me like as we close out February and begin March, that we will be average or above average. And it's hard to remember because it's been so cold, but average temperatures are in the low 40s. So even if we're in the low 40s, we're going to see some melting going on here and start watching the snow disappear.
All right, something to look forward to. Thank you, WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Thanks.
You're welcome.